Wake Up with Darren, Kerry, and Sky.
I'm Adam Duritz. I was born in Baltimore, Maryland, but I didn't really live there for very long. Lived in Boston. We moved to Texas for a while and Colorado, then back to Texas. I think of myself as being from Texas in a lot of ways. And then we ended up in Northern California in Oakland and Berkeley right before I turned 10. I grew up mostly on the West Coast after that in Berkeley. I went to college at Berkeley, University of California, because it had the best English department in the country then. I wanted to be a writer. It worked out.
Yeah.
I wrote my song then in college, essentially realized that I was unemployable and not really good at anything else, and stumbled into a job being a rock star. And I've managed to keep that going for 30 years, mostly coasting on my looks. and held up, so I'm still here.
I got a little bit of a shock. I was like, where's the dreads? Where'd they go?
Right before I actually started writing songs for this record, I had gotten to England. I was at my friend's house in London. He was at work. My girlfriend crashed because she was jet lagged. And I just went to wash my face. I was thinking of taking a shower. And I looked down on the counter and there were these clippers.
Yeah.
And I shaved my head.
Just like that.
Yeah. I was thinking about it anyways. And I was ready. And I just did. Then I went back up there. I took a shower after that, washed my hair, got all of it off, went back upstairs and woke up my girlfriend, who nearly screamed. In fact, this strange guy was waking her up.
She realized, but seriously, I mean, how long did you have the dreads?
Around 30 years.
Oh, my word.
A little short of 30, but something like that. But I guess I was just tired of it. Seeing myself with dreadlocks was the first time in my life I looked in a mirror and thought, oh, yeah, that's me.
Yeah. That's kind of like me in marriage. I was like, it's not my thing. And then one day I just woke up and said, I'm going to do this.
You know, it happens. Don't tell my girlfriend that, though.
Yeah. I hope both of us enjoy our decision making.
Well, I'm very happy these days. This is the longest relationship I've ever been in. I think I'm finally learning to be a grown up. Thank God I had her, because this pandemic thing would have been a nightmare alone.
I feel kind of guilty when I said that to people as well, because we went down into a full lockdown last year, March, and I had just met Anna and we just moved in together. And so lockdown was just like this extended dating process. I'm just like you. I got very, very lucky. And I feel guilty because so many of my friends and so many people out there really struggled at this time. And here we are just living the life.
This was brutal on a lot of people. But you know, it was okay for me. And I don't think we have to apologize for that. It's just luck. You know, some things affect some people more than others. There's not much you can do about that. I'm so relieved to have had someone to go through that with, you know, made a huge difference.
All right. So let's talk about Butter Miracle Sweet. Firstly, I loaded it last night and I was like, hang on a second. This is 25 minutes. Then you tweeted something about, of course, it's not going to make sense because it's all in the wrong order and you have to get it on vinyl. Explain this process to me. How are we supposed to unpack this?
Well, I think it's fine now. But the day it was released, the record company released it wrong. Not in the wrong order, but the songs are written so that the end of one is the beginning of the next. And they're meant to flow together. So each song doesn't really have an ending except the last one. But as we were recording, when we were almost done, we thought, you know what, we should go back and record some endings that we can stick on just in case one of them is single or someone wants to put them in a playlist, and we can put the tracks with endings as bonus tracks.
Oh, no.
But the record is meant to be listened to, so it flows straight through.
Yeah.
And so, you know, here I'd been in the press talking about these songs that flow together for a month.
Yeah.
And they didn't flow together. So I realized it was funny because at 2 minutes to midnight, I got on Twitter and I said, you know, Butter Miracle is released in 2 minutes. Go check it out. And then I clicked onto Spotify. And 2 minutes later, I realized these are all wrong.
Yeah.
That was not a pleasant realization.
30 years, Counting Crows. Correct me if I'm wrong. Quick math. 30 years. How do you successfully stay together as a band for 30 years? I mean, all the greats break up. Beatles, Fleetwood Mac, Pink Floyd, Daft Punk, Led Zeppelin. Everyone breaks up. It seems to be a part of the evolution, not Counting Crows.
Well, I think you have to decide what your priorities are in life. Like for me, I've never wanted to be a solo artist. I love the jazz of being in a band. I like the interplay. I like everything about being in a band. And so I realized that early on, and I also realized that this was that band for me. And so I just made that a priority. Like, you got to make, you know, more important to make sure that everyone in the band is happy than to, like, get more money myself, maybe. You know what I mean? Like, you just have, you know, when I was when I make my decisions, I make decisions on what's good for everybody in the band. I think as a result of that, nobody wants to leave. There's a lot of reasons most bands break up, but I've seen my friends do it because, look, on any given day, you can find a way to justify why you should get more. And it probably sounds logical and it sounds right. And it even sounds fair, but it doesn't matter how much you deserve if the other guys can't afford to stay in the band. You know what I mean? So it just depends on which thing you think of first. And I really think about those guys because they're good guys. And I love this band. I want to stay in it. And I don't want to go find a new band.
That's great advice. Adam, thank you so much for chatting to me this morning. Thank you. It's been a pleasure.
Man. Really appreciate it.
To listen to these moments and anything else you might have missed, go to ecr.co.za and click on podcasts.